A show of family unity. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Britain's Prince Harry and Prince William coming together following the death of their grandmother, Queen Elizabeth, to greet crowds at Windsor Castle today. Fox's Greg Palcott is at Buckingham Palace.
For the first time in a very long time, we saw Prince William, his wife Kate, Prince Harry, his wife Meghan, together again. Of course, in honor of the memory of their beloved grandmother, Queen Elizabeth II, they paused to look at the flowers left in front of the castle, and then all four worked the crowd for a long time, shaking hands, exchanging greetings, accepting flowers. For the moment, at least, any tensions between the two branches of the royal family, well, they were set aside.
Hours earlier, King Charles III was officially announced by the Accession Council.
With one voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the Prince Charles Philip Arthur George is now, by the death of our late sovereign of happy memory, become our only lawful and rightful liege lord, Charles III.
The ceremony at London's St. James Palace. Vice President Kamala Harris today speaking at the DNC summer meeting in National Harbor, Maryland.
The vice president touched extensively on the Supreme Court decision which overturned Roe v. Wade, sending the abortion issue back to the individual states. Harris reminding those in attendance,
"You don't have to abandon your faith or your beliefs to agree that the government should not be making that decision for her."
The vice president also countering Republicans' arguments that Democrats are soft on crime.
"It was us who expanded background checks and passed the most significant gun violence law in 30 years.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Some people who have their student loans forgiven might have to pay a tax on the amount.
Several states have announced plans to tax the Student Loan Forgiveness Fund. Those receiving student loan forgiveness in Mississippi, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Massachusetts, Arkansas, Indiana, and North Carolina can expect the extra cost. Mississippi borrowers making less than $125,000, for example, may owe $500 if they have $10,000 in loans forgiven. Pell Grant recipients receiving $20,000 in forgiveness could owe about $1,000 in taxes. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A court order has been blocked by the Supreme Court that would have mandated that Yeshiva University, an Orthodox Jewish school in New York, recognize an LGBTQ group on campus.
The order, signed by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, indicates the court will have more to say at a later time. The university had argued that granting recognition to the group would violate what it called its sincere religious beliefs. The club says Yeshiva already has recognized a gay pride club at its law school. A New York State court sided with the student group and ordered the university to recognize the club immediately. The matter is on appeal in the state court system, but judges there refused to put the order on hold in the meantime. In New York, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
A California hiker is found dead after trying to find help for his girlfriend who had heat exhaustion. Fox's Chris DeMeo reports.
29-year-old Tim Scrignoli tried to find water for his ailing girlfriend as temperatures soared to 110 degrees. Both had taken a hike, but Scrignoli never made it back. His body was discovered Thursday in Santa Barbara County, 4 days after he went missing. A county sheriff's spokesman saying no foul play is suspected and that the heat was likely a contributing factor to his death. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.